使徒行传第十七章十六到三十四节，第十六节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急，于是在会堂里与犹太人和虔诚的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论，还有以皮古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的。这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道，他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，说你所讲的这新道我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。保罗站在亚略巴谷的当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着卫士之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的人，有人说我们也是他所生的，我们既是神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按着公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有人说我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们中间出去了，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同信从。我们读经到这里，我们感谢神赐给我们这宝贵无误的话语。我们这时候就请郭牧师上台来我们传讲今早的信息，我们请丽梅姐妹来为我们翻译。
Morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
The title for this morning's message is taken from verse 16 of Acts 17.
那么今天早上的讲题“心里着急”就是取自《使徒行传》第十七章十六节。
The title is "The Spirit Was Stirred."
讲题就是“心里着急”。
There are many things that stirs a person's spirit.
那么有很多事情会让我们心里着急。
Those who love to eat, whenever they think of their favorite foods, they will be stirred in the spirit.
那么那些爱吃的呢？他们想到他们最喜欢吃的东西呢，他们就会心里非常着急，很想去吃。
Those who love to travel, Whenever they arrive at the airport to travel, they are stirred in the spirit.
那么那些喜欢旅游的呢？他们到了机场呢？他们都会感到非常的兴奋。
Some of us like certain sports, and so when they are playing that particular sport, they are stirred in the spirit.
那么有些人喜欢某一种运动项目，他们在参与这些运动项目的时候呢，他们心里也会感到非常的着急，或者说非常的兴奋。
So we are not new to the idea that a person's spirit can be stirred.
所以呢，我们心里着急这样的一种感受呢，我们是并不陌生的。
We all have had such experiences.
我们都曾经经历过这样的一种体验。
I remember when I was a young boy, I received a letter from World Vision.
那么我记得呢，当我小时候呢，我就接到这个世界宣明会的一封信。
When I opened it, I saw for the first time a picture of a young child with very thin arms but a very bloated stomach.
那么当我打开这封信的时候呢，一看到的就是一个小孩的照片。那么他非常非常的瘦削，他的双臂啊，他的手都是很瘦的。可是他有一个非常圆鼓鼓的这个肚子。
I've never seen such a photo before.
我从来没有看过这样的一张照片。
This was my first time, and my spirit was stirred.
那么当时我是第一次看到这样的照片，我的心里就感到非常的困扰和着急了。
The purpose was to move my heart to give some money toward World Vision to feed these children.
那么世界宣明会之所以会发这封信呢，它的目的呢，就是要使我的这个灵，我的心里呢，就是打动我的心，好叫我能够捐钱给他们。
But of course, as a student, I did not have much money other than my pocket money.
那么当时我只是一个学生，除了我的零用钱之外呢，我没有其他多余的钱。
And then I realized for the next few months, they kept sending a similar kind of letter.
那我就发现呢，接下来的几个月呢，这个世界宣明会他们就不断的寄给我类似的信件。
After the 10th and 20th time, when I look at the photo, my spirit was not stirred anymore. I got used to it.
那么当我看了第十封甚至是第二十封这样的信件的时候呢，当我在看到这样的照片的时候，我发现我的心里完全都没有那种着急或者困扰或者焦虑的任何的感觉了。
The stirring of a person's heart is very important.
那么一个人他的心里被打动呢，是非常重要的。
It tells us what is important and what is not important in our lives.
因为什么东西会让我们的心感到着急呢？就说明了这样的东西呢，对我们来说是否是重要的。
When our heart no longer stirs, when we look at food, when it used to, something is not right.
那可能有之前呢，你对于某一种食物呢，会感到非常的就是吃某种食物你会感到非常的开心，但是到了某一个时刻，你看到那个食物的时候却毫无感觉的时候呢，那么就是有问题存在了。
For example, the doctor told this gentleman.
比如有一个医生，他告诉一个年轻人
，You are now about to get diabetes. You better cut down all your favorite foods.
这个医生就告诉他说，你是这个糖尿病的高风险群，你最好呢注意你的饮食。
So with this new information given by the doctor, he takes heed, and so all the foods that used to stir his spirit will now be rejected completely.
那么这个年轻人呢，他就听这个医生的话，就把一些不适当的饮食都排除在他的日常饮食之外了。
What stirred the apostle's spirit?
那么以前让他感到兴奋的这些美食呢，对他来说就再也没有吸引力了。那么在这里呢，是什么事情让保罗心里着急呢？
He was in Athens.
他当时在雅典。
He fled there because of persecution.
他到雅典呢，是因为逼迫。
His disciples stayed behind.
那么他的门徒呢，就留下来了。
But when he arrived in Athens, the Bible said that his spirit was stirred.
那么我们看到呢，当保罗到雅典的时候呢，他心里着急了。
What he saw stirred his spirit.
他所看到的一切呢，使他心里着急。
He saw the city.
他看到这座城市。
Was it just a city that stirred his spirit?
只是单单这座城市使他心里着急吗？
It was something about the spirit.
并不是单单这个城市，而是这个城，关于这个城市的一些东西。
He saw the spirit wholly given to idolatry.
因为他看到这座城市到处都是偶像。
There were Jews there, there were devout persons there, and he was very much troubled.
那么雅典呢，有犹太人，也有虔敬的人。那么保罗呢，就感到心里非常的着急。
This is a good stirring.
这种感受是好的。
There are bad stirring.
那我们知道，有些人他们的心里的一些感受是不好的。
If our spirits are stirred only because of carnal things, that's not healthy.
那如果我们的心里是因为一些世俗的东西而被打动的话呢，那是不健康的。
Paul's spirit was stirred because of spiritual things.
那么保罗心里之所以感到着急，是因为属灵的事物。
He saw idolatry everywhere, and his heart was moved.
他在这座城市里面呢，看到到处都是偶像，他心里就着急了。
We live in a multi-religious society.
那么活在的这个我们的这个社会呢，是一个多元。宗教的多元信仰的这个社会
，not much different from all the cities of the world。
那么跟其他世界各地的这些城市呢，没有什么不一样。
Very much like Athens. Do you not agree？
难道你不同意？实际上我们的这个社会呢，就像雅典一样。
When was the last time our spirit was stirred? When we look at our city that is wholly given to idolatry？
那我们看到我们的这座城市到处都是偶像的时候，我们心里是否感到着急呢？
Have you gotten used to it?
还是你已经习惯了这种景象呢？
Just like I got used to looking at that photograph of a very hungry child.
就好像我已经习惯看到那个在饥荒中的孩子的照片一样。
We must not allow our spirit to feel nothing.
我们必须确保自己的心不会就是感到就是毫无感觉。
Because when we feel nothing, we do nothing.
因为如果我们毫无感觉的话呢，我们就什么也不会做。
Paul was stirred in his spirit, and he did something.
那么保罗心里着急，他就采取了一些行动。
We as spiritual people, like the Apostle Paul, must have a spiritual response.
那么我们就像保罗一样，是属灵的。人，那么我们就必须有属灵的一个回应。
Not to have one is a reflection of our spiritual sickness.
那如果我们毫无感觉的话，就反映出我们的心里呢是属灵上是有病的。
We have to keep our spirit alive by drawing close to God and to Christ in prayer, in obedience.
我们必须顺从神，我们必须向神祷告，这样才能够亲近神，好叫我们的属灵生命呢是活跃的。
And our response will reveal what kind of heart we have.
那我们的回应呢，也会反映出我们有一颗怎样的心。
This was the Apostle Paul's response.
那我们看到这就是保罗的反应。
He began to dispute with those in the synagogue, the Jews, and also the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him.
他就在会堂里与这个犹太人和近前的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
Athens was a very rich and cosmopolitan city.
那么我们知道雅典呢，它是一个非常富有的城市。
It was a city very much comparable to Singapore in its nightlife.
那么在它的夜生活方面呢，它实际上跟新加坡是有的比的。
But by the stirring of Paul's spirit, he was sharing with them the gospel.
那么保罗心里着急了，他却向那里的人呢分享了福音。
He was telling them about Christ.
告诉他们有关主耶稣基督。
Because he has experienced in his own heart.The salvific power that only Christ could give to every sinner.
因为他亲身体验到主耶稣基督能够赐予每一个信徒的救恩。
This he did daily, the Apostle Paul said.
而且在第十七节告诉我们，他每天都这样做。
And then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him.
那么还有伊壁。鸠鲁和这个斯多亚两门的这个学士呢，就开始与他辩论。
Epicureans and Stoics, they were not friends, they were enemies.
那么这两派的学士呢，他们彼此呢是敌对的。
Epicureans are people who believe that whatever my flesh desires, I just desire them.
那么这一派伊壁鸠鲁的这一派学士呢，他们倡导的就是，如果我的肉体想要得到什么呢，我去就去争取。
Whatever the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye says, they just do. They don't care. They don't think.
只要他们的眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲告诉他们要去争取什么，他们就去。
Their philosophy is eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
他们的生活哲学呢，就是我们要及时行乐，因为可能明天我们就死了。
The Stoics were the opposite.
可是斯多亚这门学士的这个门派的学士呢，却是相反的。
They are like people who go on diet all the time.
他们就好像那些每天都在减肥的人一样。
They thought that by this kind of discipline, they will fight off the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
他们认为呢，只要自己呢有纪律的话呢，他们就可以战胜肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。
And so both these groups encountered the Apostle Paul.
那这两大门派的学士呢，他们就来跟这个保罗争辩、争论。
They were wondering what is this stranger whom they call babbler talking about.
那么他们就想说，哎，这个陌生人他到底在胡言乱语什么
？He's talking about some strange gods because they heard him preach about Jesus and the resurrection.
那么他们就听到保罗传讲耶稣和复活的道，他们就知道说，他们就觉得说，这个保罗是在传说外邦的鬼神。
That's how we know that the Apostle Paul was sharing the gospel with the Jews and with the devout people.
所以从这里呢，我们就知道呢，保罗他跟这些人分享的呢就是福音。
He was talking about the death and the resurrection of Christ because of the sins of the world.
他分享的呢就是耶稣的死和耶稣的复活。
And then they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, which is a public marketplace for this kind of public debate and forum.
那么他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，亚略巴谷就是一个公开的市集呢，就是让人们在那边进行辩论的。
And so they asked him, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is?"
那他们就问他说，你所讲的这新道，我们也可以知道吗？
For you bring us certain strange things to our ears, we would know therefore what these things mean.
因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。
Verse 21 says that the Athenians love to hear some new things.
那么二十一节就告诉我们说，雅典人呢，他们喜欢听新闻，新鲜的事情。
So Paul's spiritual response was to share the gospel with sinners.
那么保罗他属灵的回应呢，就是跟罪人呢分享福音。
Do we do that?
那我们是否也像保罗一样做这样的事呢
？Or have we gotten so used to idolatry that our hearts no longer is stirred?
还是我们对于偶像崇拜已经非常的习惯，以至于我们看到这些偶像的时候，已经完全毫无感觉了呢？
The knowledge of people dying in sin and ending up in hell, we have forgotten that terrible impact.
我们是否已经忘记人死在罪里下到地狱去的这样的一种冲击呢？
That person speaking with you, that person standing in front of you, seated in front of you, if he or she dies in sin, he ends up in hell. Our hearts should be stirred, should it not?
那么跟你说话的人，站在你面前的人，坐在你隔壁的人，他们如果死在罪里的话，他们会下到地狱里面去，因着他们的罪。那么我们的心是否应该感到着急呢
？Why are our hearts not stirred？
我们应该感到着急的，但是为什么我们的却毫无感觉呢
？Why are there no burdens in our heart for the lost souls？
为什么我们的心里对失丧的人没有负担呢？
Are we so happy and contented that as long as I am born again, it does not matter about the rest?
还是我们认为说，只要我们自己已经得救了，我们就感到满足，其他人会有怎样的下场，我们一点都不在乎。
That's not how the Apostle Paul felt.
但是保罗并不是这样。
That's not what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to feel too.
而主耶稣基督也不要我们有这样的想法。
That's why he gave us the sacrament.
所以他才给了我们这个圣餐的这个圣礼。
Keep the sacrament in remembrance of me, Jesus says, remember what?
他要我们来守圣餐，来纪念他，纪念什么呢
？I live, I suffered, and I died for you.
纪念他为我们而活，而死，而复活。
Will you now live and suffer and die for me? Jesus says.
那主耶稣基督说，我为你们活，为你们死，为你们复活。那你愿意为我活，为我死吗
？Please do not live and suffer and die for yourself in Christ.
我们。不要在主耶稣基督里单单只为自己而活而受苦。
Because that kind of disciples, the Bible rebukes.
因为这样的门徒呢，圣经是会谴责的。
We must have a burden for lost souls. That is the only spiritual response when we see the idolatry all around us.
那我们必须为这失丧的灵魂呢，有着这样的负担。那么当我们看到这些偶像崇拜的时候呢，我们心里必须感到着急，这是我们应该有的属灵的回应。
Should we not carry tracts with us everywhere we go?
那我们应该呢，就是去到哪里呢，都身上都有这个福音单张。
If our hearts are stirred, we must.
那如果我们心里被神感动的话呢，我们应该这么做。
There are many tracts out there on the track rack. You can take them free of charge.
那我们教会里面有很多的这个福音单张，我们可以免费的索取。
Do you have a burden to invite people to church for worship, especially during the gospel meeting?
那你是否有这个负担邀请你的朋友来参加教会的崇拜呢？尤其是这个布道会。
Was your heart stirred a moment ago when Elder Chung asked?How many are here for the first time? No one.
那么当中长老刚才问说今天有谁是第一次来但是没有回应的时候我们的心里是否感到着急呢
Is it because we asked so many people and so many people rejected us?
是不是因为我们邀请了很多人然后他们都拒绝了我们呢
Or we never asked a single soul and that's why nobody came.
还是我们从来都没有邀请任何人，所以我们当中没有一个人是第一次
来的。If it is the former, keep on asking.
那如果我们是一直问，然后一直被拒绝的话呢？我们要继续这么做。
Because your heart has been stirred and you have been inviting and praying, that's very good.
因为这说明你的心里着急，然后你不断的祷告，不断的去尝试邀请。
But if it is the latter, no interest, no stirring of heart, that is.A very, very sad spiritual malady or sickness.
那如果你是后者的话，也就是你从来不邀请，你的心里毫无感觉的话呢，那么是属灵上非常可悲的，那是你的属灵上已经生病了。
We must pray for the Lord to stir our hearts to such things.
我们要求主帮助我们，在关于这些事情上呢，心里要有属灵的反应。
People around you are dying in sin.
我们周边的人呢，都要在这个都正在罪里面。
And we do not have much time left.
而且我们时间已经不够了。
We have to hurry and reach out to them and invite them to the church and to come to know Christ.
我们非常急迫的必须向他们传福音，必须邀请他们来教会。
Is there no one in your life that you should be stirred for their salvation?
难道你的生命中没有任何人的这个救恩是能够使你心里着急的吗
？What about your children？
难道比如说你的孩子
，grandchildren，
你的孙子
，friends，
你的朋友
，relatives，
亲戚
？I'm sure you must have someone。
我非常肯定你的生命中肯定有这样的人的。
Please don't think that idolatry is limited to only those that are made of gold and silver and precious stones.
不要以为所谓的偶像呢，只是用金银和宝石造的。
Atheism is idolatry.
那么所谓的无神论主义呢，它实际上也是一种偶像崇拜。
They worship themselves. They worship mammon.
因为他们崇拜的就是自己，崇拜的就是金钱。
That is idolatry.
这也算是一种偶像崇拜。
You know of people who don't go to church, don't go anywhere, but they simply work very hard for money. Money is their idol.
那我相信你也认识那些不去教会、什么地方都不去的人，他们非常努力的工作就是为了钱，那么钱就是他们的偶像了。
Is there stirring in your heart for their souls?
那么对于这些人的救恩，你是否心里着急呢？
Paul was moved and Paul did what was right.
那保罗心里着急，就做了正确的事。
And so with his own personal spiritual response, he shared the gospel.
他就与他们分享了福音。
You look at this amazing request.
那你来，我们现在来看看这个要求。
They asked the Apostle Paul to share with them about Christ.
就是这些雅典人的非常特别的要求，就是他们要求保罗向他们传这个福音。
Paul's spiritual response brought out a spiritual request.
那么保罗属灵的回应呢，就引发了这些雅典人属灵的这个要求。
If Paul's spirit was not stirred, he just kept quiet because he wanted to hide from the persecutors, then there will be no mention of Christ, no spiritual request from the Athenians.
那么如果他们保罗的心里不着急呢，他保持沉默以便就是那些逼迫他的人不会找到他的话呢，他就不会有这个属灵的回应，那么也就不会引发这个属灵的要求了。
They wanted to know more about Christ.
因为这些雅典人呢，他们希望呢，认识更认识这个耶稣。
Because Paul started to talk about Christ.
因为保罗向他们传讲了耶稣。
When was the last time someone come to you and make such a spiritual request? Please tell me more about Jesus.
那上一次有人来向我们要求说，请你跟我分享耶稣，这样的一个时候呢，是什么时候？
10 years ago?
是十年前吗？
20 years ago?
还是二十年前呢？
Never?
还是从来没有人对你做出这样的要求呢？
Isn't that very sad?
难道这不可悲吗？
Are they not seeing Christ by the way that we live?
难道他们没有在我们的生命当中看到主耶稣基督吗？
So much so that they are like the Athenians. Please tell us more about this Jesus and his resurrection. What are you talking about?
以至于他们不会像这些雅典人这样提出这样的要求呢？
The world needs you to tell them about Christ.
那么世人需要你们去与他们分享福音。
Is that not why God keeps us alive?
这就是神让我们继续存活的这个原因。
Is that not why the Lord continues to give us strength?
这也就是神继续赐给我们力量的原因。
If the Lord gives you one more week,
那如果神给你多一个星期的寿命，
during this coming week,
在这段期间，
is your heart stirred enough right now?
那你的心是否会着急？
To have someone in your mind,
心里想着某一个人
that you will pray right now and ask God to give you a burden for that person's soul, to invite the person at least to church.
心里想着的这个某一个人，然后现在就要为他祷告，求神给你这样的一个负担，去跟他传福音，去邀请他来教会。
Could it be your son?
是不是你的儿子呢？
Your daughter?
还是你的女儿？
Your friend?
你的朋友？
Your grandchildren?
你的孙子？
Is your spirit stirred for their salvation?
你是否为着他们的救恩呢？心里着急。
And that you will pray for opportunity to share Christ with them about the resurrection from the dead during the course of this week and invite them to church.
那你在短短的一个星期的最后寿命中，你是否为他们的救恩祈求，然后邀请他们来参加教会的崇拜呢？
So the next week, when the chairman says,Anyone here for the first time? Half the congregation, if not more, will raise their hands.
那可能下个星期，中长老问说，这个主席问说，我们当中有谁是第一次来参加教会崇拜的话呢？可能半数的这个出席者会举手。
Because you have been stirred in the spirit, and you have invited someone.
因为你心里着急了，你去邀请了你朋友来。
And you do that week after week.
那如你每一个星期都这么做。
And so for the rest of the year, still half a year left.
那么 我们还有半年的时间，就是这一年我们还剩下半年的时间。
That's about 20 over weeks.
还有二十几个星期。
You could still invite 20 over people before the year ends to hear God's word.
如果你每一个星期都邀请一个人的话，你还可以邀请二十多个人来聆听神的话语。
Or maybe to give a tract.
或者你可以发单张。
20 pieces of tract to the rest of this year, at least one tract a week.
如果你每一个星期发一个福音单张的话，你接下来的半年内呢，就可以发出二十多张。
Because we are stirred in the spirit when we saw the city, our own city, filled, holy, given to idolatry.
因为当我们看到我们这座城市到处都是充满着偶像的时候呢，我们心里必须感到着急。
So Paul preached to them the gospel.
所以保罗呢就向他们传福音。
He stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious."For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, your devotion is good, but it's superstitious. I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you. I'll explain to you who he is.
保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，那么敬拜是好事，但是问题是他们是迷信的，因为这个保罗他就遇见一座坛，上面写着喂食之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
Please note very carefully how the Apostle Paul is going to preach.
那我们要非常留意这个保罗是怎么传福音的。
At the end of the message.The Athenians cannot go up to the statue, the idol, and then change the name and put down there God, Jesus Christ. They cannot do that.
因为听完这个保罗的传道后呢，这些雅典人没有办法去换掉这个喂食之神的这个名称。
If that was the result, the Apostle Paul had failed the Lord and he was in trouble.
那如果是这样的话呢，保罗就是算是保罗就是失败了。
Now watch what he says.
我们要来看他到底说了什么。
God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
Neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything.Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things.
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
So basically he's saying, no statue made by man can ever represent God.
所以基本上呢，保罗是在告诉他们说，没有一尊神像呢，能够代表神。
So right from the very beginning as he preached, he makes sure that they do not thinkThat Paul was just asking them to change the name from the unknown God to put in there Jesus Christ. That must never happen.
所以呢，保罗一开始呢就告诉他们说，神啊不能够就是被人造成任何的这个神像。所以呢，好叫这些雅典人他们听了保罗的传教之后呢，不会马上去把这些神像上面的名字呢改为神或者改为耶稣。
God is the one who gives life to everything.
那么神是赐给人生命的。
These idols are made by man, not God.
而这些偶像呢是人手所造的，他们不是神。
God made all of you.
那么神创造了所有人。
Verse 26, and he made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and had determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation.
26节说，他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
What verse 26 means is, God gives you life, how long you live, where you live, and when you die.
那么26节告诉我们的是神赐给了我们生命，我们可以活多久呢是他决定的，我们活在哪里也是他决定，我们什么时候死也是他决定的。
Paul is telling them, your life here on earth is important. How you decide is very important because it will determine where you end up.
那保罗实际上是告诉他们说，你在世的生命呢是非常重要的，因为你必须做出决定，而你的决定呢会取决于你，而你的决定会决会就是决定你之后会去到哪里。
And so verse 27 he says that they should seek the Lord.
那么27节就说要叫他们寻求神。
He appealed to them to follow Jesus Christ, to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那就他就向他们要求说他们必须去寻求主耶稣基督。
If happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us.
或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。
Jesus Christ came to die for your sins and for my sins.
主耶稣基督来是为了你的罪和我的罪，死在十字架上。
Whenever we bring the gospel to someone, we are bringing the person to the door to enter heaven. Do you know that?
那当我们跟人家分享福音的时候，实际上我们是把这个人呢带到进入天堂的这个大门。
That's why when Paul stood there to preach the gospel, he was bringing all the Athenians who were listening to him to the entrance of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当保罗呢向这些雅典人传福音的时候呢，他实际上是带他们到了进入天堂的这个大门前。
And if they were to confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ died for them, rose from the dead for them, they will be born again. That's Jesus' promise.
那如果他们口里承认，心里相信主耶稣基督成为他们救主的话呢？他们相信主耶稣基督为他们死，为他们活，复活的话呢，他们就可以进入这道大门。
For without God, without Christ, we don't exist. We cannot live.
因为没有神，没有基督的话，我们就不能存在，我们就不能活下来。
That's what he says in verse 28. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said. For we are also His offspring.
就如保罗在二十八节所说的，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。
There was this Greek poet called Aratus. He also taught this truth that we are offsprings of God. God gave us life.
那么有一个希腊的诗人呢，他也是在他的诗里面这么写着说，我们的生命的泉源呢是来自神的。
And so since we are children of God, offspring of God, verse 29, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone or graven by art and man's device.
我们既是神所生的，二十九节说，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
God winked at means God overlooked, and that's why God had not destroyed mankind yet.
那么神并不监察，意思就是，当世人蒙昧无知的时候，神没有采取就是审判，所以他没有摧毁世人。
God was very patient with our idolatry.
因为神对我们的崇拜偶像的这个罪呢，是非常有耐心的。
That's why he has not killed the idol worshippers.
他是长久忍耐的，所以他至今呢没有就是杀死这些崇拜偶像的人。
He wants to give them time to repent.
因为他要给予他们时间来悔改。
Because he had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead, that is Jesus Christ.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。这个他呢，就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ is coming soon again to judge this world.
那么主耶稣基督很快就要再来审判这个世界。
And when he comes again, and if sinner is a sinner and not a believer, that person will die in sin forever.
那如果他来审判这个世界的时候，我们如果还是罪人的话呢，我们就会永远的死在火湖里。
He will find himself in hell.
这个人呢，这个非信徒呢，他就会下到地狱去。
Do you know of someone in your life that you care for?
那你生命中是否有你非常关心的人呢？
And that person is in sin, and he can die in sin and end up in hell forever.
那么这个人呢，他还是个罪人，他会死在罪里，他可能会下到地狱去。
He needs Jesus Christ to save him, because only Jesus Christ can save him.
那他就需要主耶稣基督来救他，因为只有耶稣能够救他。
Have you not experienced the saving power of Jesus Christ in your life?
难道你还没有在生命中体验到主耶稣基督救恩的大能吗？
Remember the saving power. That's what the Lord's Supper is meant to do.
那么这个守圣餐，这个圣礼呢，就是要让我们记得我们被救的这个神的能力了。
So that our spirit will forever be stirred because we are surrounded by a city wholly given to idolatry.
好像我们的心里着急，因为我们活在的这个社会呢是充满着偶像的。
Do you know that if you had invited that friend to come this morning, that friend would have been given the gospel just as Paul gave the gospel to the Athenians?
那你是否知道，如果你今天邀请了你的朋友来教会敬拜主的话呢，他就会听到保罗所传扬的福音了。
But because our spirit was not stirred, we invited no one, and nobody came for the first time, and therefore opportunity is lost.
但是因为我们心里不着急，结果我们就没有做出邀请，以至于今天没有一个新人来聆听神的话语，以至于我们丧失了这样一个好机会。
Is your heart stirred?
你的心里是否着急呢？
Not because of us.Elder Chung or myself or any leader, but because of Jesus Christ in your life.
不是因为长老或者牧师心里着急，而是为着主耶稣基督心里着急。
You have to be stirred because of the work that Jesus Christ has done in our lives.
我们要因着主耶稣基督在我们生命里面所动的功，心里着急。
And then you can have the spiritual results.
这样你才可以得收这个属灵的成果。
It started with Paul's spiritual response.
我们看到首先呢，保罗有着属灵的回应。
And then there was the spiritual request made by the people because they heard about Jesus.
然后雅典人听到有关耶稣的事情，就做出属灵的要求，要更认识他。
And then the spiritual results.
然后之后我们就看到属灵的成果。
Verse 32 to 34.
32到34节。
And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. Others said, Oh, we will hear thee again of this matter.
众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑他的。又有人说：“我们再听你讲这个吧。”
Would there be some who will mock and laugh? Yes.
那么我们当中是否会有人呢？听到福音就讥笑呢？可能的。
But that must not stop our hearts from being stirred.
但是这不能阻止我们心里为他们救恩着急。
Or there are those who say we want to listen some more, Paul.
因为会有人要求说：“我们想听更多。”
Look at verse 34.
我们来看第三十四节。
Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed.
但有几个人贴近他，信了主。
There was a man by the name of Dionysius, and he was an Areopagite.
那么其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修。
He was a man of the court, a very important and powerful man.
那么这里说他是一个官，他是一个法庭里面的官，是一个非常重要的职位。
And also a woman by the name of Damaris.
那么有一个叫大马里的妇人。
And others with them.
那么还有其他的人都一同信主。
So you have three results.
所以你看到三个果实。
Some mocked, some wanted to know more, and some believed.
首先呢，有人讥笑。第二呢，我们看到有的人希望听得更多。第三呢，是有人信了。
This will also be the results for us today.
那么今天我们传福音呢，也会有这三个成果。
But if our hearts are not stirred at all,
但是如果我们的心里完全毫无感觉，不着急的话
，No response from us,
完全没有属灵的反应的话
，How could they make any request to know more about Jesus when we keep quiet?
如果我们保持沉默的话，又有谁会提出这样的要求，说希望听更多有关主耶稣基督的事迹的呢？
And when we do nothing,
而如果我们什么也不做，
no result at all,
就不可能有任何的成果。
Are there no one in your life that you love and care for?
那你的生命中难道没有一个你所爱你所关怀的人吗？
Would you pray right now for the Lord to stir your heart for someone who needs to know Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那你现在是否就愿意为这个人祷告，希望他能够来相信主耶稣呢？
And that you will reach out to that person with a tract or invite the person to the church next Lord's Day.
好叫神让你心里着急，使你去邀请他下个星期来参加主日崇拜，或者给他一个福音单张呢？
Would you do it for Jesus' sake?
你会不会为这主耶稣基督做这件事呢？
That's what the Apostle Paul did for Jesus' sake.
那保罗为着耶稣做了。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典慈爱的天父。
Oh Lord, how our hearts have been hardened by seeing our city wholly given to idolatry because we have seen it for so long.
主啊，我们看到我们这个城市充满着偶像，但是因为我们看得太久了，心里已经没有了感觉。
Oh Lord, stir our hearts once more.
我们求主再次的使我们心里着急。
For once upon a time in Christ Jesus, our heart was stirred and it was made alive.
因为我们曾经心里被主耶稣基督打动，以至于我们的属灵已经复活。
Just like the Apostle Paul.We used to share Christ with others.
我们曾经像保罗一样积极地向他人传扬福音。
Forgive us, O Lord, of our complacency.
求主宽恕我们的自满。
Cleanse our hearts of our cold-heartedness.
求主原谅我们的冷酷无情。
Keep our heart burning brightly for the Lord Jesus Christ, so our hearts will always be stirred whenever we look at our city wholly given to idolatry.
帮助我们在主耶稣基督你的这颗心可以再度的有这个热情，好叫我们能够心里着急，来去为其他人的这个救恩有这个负担。
Move the hearts of your children, O Lord, to invite someone to give the gospel to someone.
求主帮助你的儿女打动他们的心，好叫他们能够邀请新人来参加主日崇拜。
And bring them to the entrance into the kingdom of heaven by sharing the gospel with them.
向他们传福音，好叫带领这些人来到进入天堂的大门前。
Use us, O Lord, for Thy glory.
主主为着你的荣耀来使用我们。
Plant in our heart a burden for lost souls.
主主帮助我们对于失丧的灵魂有这个负担。
Their hearts will continue to be stirred until the day when the Lord takes us home.
好叫我们的心里为着他们的救恩着急，直到主耶稣基督。直到神呢将我们带回天家。
Teach us to number our days.
帮助我们数算在世的年日。
But we do not have that many days left to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们就是为主做见证的时日已经不多了。
Keep our hearts burning hot for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in these last days.
帮助我们在这末世里，让我们的心为着主燃烧。
Answer our cry, O Lord, for Jesus' sake.
求主为着主耶稣基督的缘故来。应允我们的祷告。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.